The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective. Brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic, the non-alcoholic hair tonic that contains lanolin. Wild Root Cream Oil. Again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first.
In the 60-foot-high entrance hall of Zenda, I heard music. It seemed to be seeping down from one of the upper floors. This particular music didn't seem to fit with the suits of armor and heraldic flags that were gathering dust around the joint. I was just going to ask the troll who the jitterbug was when the double doors at the end of the corridor were thrown violently open.
Johnny, you hear that? How would you...
What do you expect? She's got to have everything she wants. Your order.
Now, look here, Johnny.
Stop. Well, I guess... Yes, troll.
Mr. Spade, sir.
Oh, yes. Come on in. You might check things upstairs.
Yes, sir.
I'm Ross McGannon, Mr. Spade. This is my major domo, Mr. Mace. Making a drink, Johnny. What'll it be, Mr. Spade? Anything at all?
There's some gin in the kitchen, that's it.
Gin in the kitchen? What the... A 200-room house and you tell me there's gin in the kitchen?
You told me to lock up the liquor and put the keys in the safe deposit because you didn't...
Never mind.
Well, so you're a private detective. I didn't remember sending for you.
You didn't?
Then who sent for you, Shamus?
The letter is signed Leela McGannon.
Leela? Impossible.
What does the letter say, Shamus?
That's between my client and me, and Mr. Shamus to you.
What? Why, you cheap transom peeper.
Major domo, huh? With 200 rooms, can't you afford better than that, Mr. McGannon?
I'll kill you.
You shut up. What's the score, Mr. McGannon?
My wife is not a well woman, Mr. Spade. Her doctor has forbidden all visitors.
Well, she sent me a retainer, $150.
$150? Well, where did she get... Johnny, you hear it?
Don't look at me.
You say you locked up all the liquor?
That's what I said.
Very well. You and your boys have been running things in this house. We see the results. Detectives and that racket. I want all the servants to report to me here immediately. I'm discharging them all.
What about our detective friend here?
I leave that to you. Deal with that as you see fit.
That's my pleasure. Shall I kill that music first?
Never mind that. I look after my wife personally.
Look, Mr. McGannon, I'm sorry your wife is sick. Anything you may have heard to the contrary, private detectives don't go looking for trouble. All I want to do is return this money to her. So if you just show me the...
You!
It was a rabbit punch, that first one. Very illegal, very expert. I was on my feet, but I couldn't straighten up. He moved around in front of me and let me have two punishing cuts in the midsection. I doubled up and tried to fall down, but I couldn't. Then I realized it was because two more members of Mr. McGannon's strong-arm squad had grabbed my arms and were hustling me down that long passageway. Then I heard a thunderclap, twice as loud as any I'd ever heard before. And that was all, brother. That was all.
Well, what happened in there? Are you hurt, Dad?
I'm taking worse, but I've forgotten where.
Well, look, your head's cut.
Yeah.
And here, let me help.
Yeah, thanks. Groggy.
Golly, what a mess.
Did I get any onion?
Oh, well, that's my car. You think you can make it?
Yeah.
Well, lean on me. Oh, it's all right. I'm wiry.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, tell me, if you feel like it.
Tell you what? Who are you?
I'm Gail Borden. I'm a friend of Johnny Mason.
Then you're no friend of mine. You really let me have it.
Well, I can see that. Oh, please trust me. What did they say?
About what?
About Leela.
What's your interest?
She's my ideal. You know about her, don't you?
She's an actress, wasn't she?
Oh, not just an actress. She was Leela Lorraine. She was a big star. Camille, Trilby, all those. Prisoner of Zenda. McGannon. He built this castle for her. Just like in the movie of the Prisoner of Zenda.
That what she married him for, a castle?
Oh, he wasn't the big love of her life. He died.
Who was her first husband?
Joe Kenyon. You know who he was.
Well, the name kind of rings a bell.
Musician. Played trombone.
Hot?
Oh, one of the best, the experts say. Only it's hard to prove. You see, you can't get any of his records. He made hundreds, but something happened to them.
Now what?
Hello.
What do you want, Johnny?
I didn't know you had company. Spade, I'm sorry we had to rough you up. We'll talk about that later.
What's his angle, Gorgeous?
Look, sweetheart. Johnny here is definitely not your type. What do you want from him?
I don't want...
I know what you've been playing me for. You want me to get you into that house.
Yes.
You figure on finding out something about Leela that'll be good for a shakedown. Well, let's forget it. As long as you're going to take this charlatan with you instead of me.
Well, how do you...
You're both wasting your time. So far as Joe Kenyon's concerned, even if your hunch is right, he's been dead for 19 years. And New York homicide is busy enough with current stuff. Even so with Leela. But now you won't get in to see Leela. Nobody will.
Why not?
Leela's dead.
Oh, I don't believe it.
It'll be in the morning papers. For further details, consult your local newspaper.
Hey, don't. That won't help any. Come on, I'll drive you home.
Oh, Sam, I've come so far. And I've waited so long. And now it's home.
I wondered just how far she had come or how far she'd gone. But the grief on her face told me how long she'd waited. It was all her life. I couldn't see her for the kind of woman that puts flowers on Rudolph Valentino's grave, but I couldn't quite see her as a blackmailer either. As far as I was concerned, what had or had not happened tonight wouldn't make any sense until I could find out what had happened on another night, 19 years ago. And I had an idea that the subtitle on the silent picture might read, Murder.
The makers of Wild Root Cream Oil are presenting the weekly Sunday adventure of Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, Sam Spade. Now, here's important news on good grooming. If you want the well-groomed look that helps you get ahead socially and on the job, listen. Recently, thousands of people from coast to coast who bought Wild Root Cream Oil for the first time were asked, how does Wild Root Cream Oil compare with the hair tonic you previously used? The results were amazing. Better than 4 out of 5 who replied said they preferred Wild Root Cream Oil. And no wonder. It gives you the advantages that men consider most important. Wild Root Cream Oil grooms your hair neatly and naturally, relieves annoying dryness, and removes loose dandruff. What's more, non-alcoholic Wild Root Cream Oil is the only leading hair tonic that contains soothing lanolin that's like the oil of your skin. So ask for Wild Root Cream Oil Hair Tonic. Again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first. By the way, smart girls use Wild Root Cream Oil too, and mothers say it's grand for training children's hair. And now, back to the Prisoner of Zenda caper. Tonight's adventure with Sam Spade.
The obituary notices on Leela Lorraine McGannon were just about what you'd expect on a famous actress who retired many years ago to marry a rich and famous man. McGannon was described as a promoter, political leader, and financier. The late Mrs. McGannon was described as one of the great beauties of her generation, as indeed she was. There were pictures of Billy Dove, Mary Philbin, Clara Bow, Marilyn Miller, Gene Eagles, Renee Adderay, Lillian and Dorothy Gish, and the full cast of Scaramouche, film pioneers who were her contemporaries, friends of lovely Leela Lorraine. But an omission in the otherwise fulsome account was provocative. To me, there was no mention of Leela Lorraine's first husband, Joe Kenyon. Pete Daly knows all there is to know about young men with horns, and Pete gave me some information.
Joe Kenyon? Ah, trombone man, yeah. First time I heard that cat, I was just a little kitten. I'd say he had a style something like Miff Mole, only more legit, you know. Too bad he killed himself. I had a couple of his sides, man. Oh, Barking Dog Blues, Sweet Lorraine. They were fine, real gone, you know. I kind of hated to part with those platters, but some hip collector offered me 50 skins apiece for him, so why not? A character named McGannon, you know.
I blew $15 on a phone call to New York. That's when you gave me the rundown, Lieutenant, on the Joe Kenyon suicide. He'd taken a long walk on a short pier. Cause of death, drowning. But the sap wound on the back of his head was never explained. There was no record of his ever having been married to anybody named Leela Lorraine. But there was a marriage certificate made out to Joseph Kenyon and one Leela Borden.
Sam, come in.
How old are you?
19.
Okay, then I'll come in.
Well, where have you been?
Looking for some answers. I should have come here and shaken them out of you.
Well, what are you talking about?
Why didn't you tell me Leela was your mother?
Oh. Well, what difference does it make now? McGannon will get away with it just the way he got away with killing my father. And if he knew
why...
Why
did your mother send for me?
I don't know.
Lie number one. You wrote that letter and signed her name to it. Why?
Oh, it's not what you think, Sam. It wasn't blackmail. I wanted to see my mother.
After 19 years, you suddenly wanted to see your mother.
But I didn't know. I'd always been told my mother was dead.
Who told you different?
My aunt. She brought me up. And she was sick. 6 months ago, they told her that she was dying. So she told me about my mother.
What did she say about McGannon?
Him. Aunt Maud told me how he managed to wipe out nearly every trace of my father, so that it almost seemed that he'd never existed at all. Our mother has been a prisoner in that castle ever since she married him. I wanted to help her. Now she's dead.
How did you meet Johnny Mace?
Well, he caught me trying to climb over the wall. At first he was very stern, and then he started laughing. He said I was harmless.
Smart boy.
He thought I had some kind of a blackmail plan, and I let him think so because he was my only link to the people in that house. But he kept putting me off. Well, that's why I finally sent you that letter. Oh, I guess I must have been crazy.
Yeah. Look, Angel, you told me... Keep him talking. I'll get the extension.
Oh, what's that? Oh, well, Johnny, I don't know. I'm just so upset. I can think to talk about them you...
Oh, now listen, honey. You know I'd do anything in the world for you. You don't really go for that Shamus, do you?
What? Johnny, I can't hear you.
That's Spade. I said you don't really go for that.
What?
Wait a minute. Wait, I'll fix that racket. Don't go away now. You stay right on the phone there. Don't hang up.
Sam, are you still on the wire?
Yeah.
Can't I please hang up now, Sam?
Hold it, sweetheart.
But Sam,
shut up. It's okay, sweetheart. I've heard all I need to. In fact, a little more than I expected. Zenda Castle was hideous enough in the daytime, but you should have caught it at night. The rain stopped about 10 minutes before I clambered down from the bus and slogged up the winding mountain road to the dead end. I took a plant in the traditional shrubbery and waited. It wasn't long, maybe 20 minutes. A station wagon shot up in front of the gate. Somebody got out to open it, and while that was happening, I hitched on and rode the rear bumper in. We came to rest in a dungeon-type garage.
Ah, oh, boy, another day, another half a dollar. Play any cribbage, Troll?
No, not tonight. I'm going to pound the fella.
Are you locking up?
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, how do you like that? Look what that detective done to my knuckles. Hey, who's been using this?
Huh? Oh, me. I started to have a look, but it was too dusty. How long since they used that?
They never did.
What's it for?
It was built according to authentic castle specifications. And it's supposed to be kept locked.
Lock it. Where's that key? Stupid me. It's hanging in the storeroom.
Well, stupid you. Go get it in the storeroom. I'm going to bed. Lock up tight now. Good night.
Good night. Hey, what? Who?
Good night, sweet troll. Real silent picture stuff, all right. There were things like it in The Cat and the Canary, Phantom of the Opera, The Bat. No old-time thriller was complete without a secret passageway. About halfway, I completely lost my sense of direction. All I knew was that I was going up, and it was cold, damp, cobwebby, and creepy. But the last 5 minutes, I knew I was going in the right direction after all. Three steps from the top, I felt a sudden rush of warm air as a door opened and a slot of light stabbed down at me. A robed figure was framed in the doorway.
So, you've come for me at last, eh? Well, I'm ready. Come on in. Come in, I said. Don't keep me waiting.
I followed her into a dim cavern of a room. It was all done up in oriental drapes and beaded lampshades. It smelled of incense. She didn't look quite as dead as her obituaries had claimed she was. She looked enough like the beautiful Leela Lorraine of 20 years ago to be her grandmother, but there was no mistaking the grand manner. She flung herself on a couch in a Turkish corner, poured herself a hooker of gin, downed it in one gulp, and took up a feat of barra pose.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
I do. You're from the New York police. You want me to talk about Joe Kendall? Well, he plays that horn like the end of the world. And that's all. I just happen to have a record here. Sweet Lorraine?
I heard it.
Oh? I was a beat star. The biggest star. When Joe made that recording. He can't see me anymore. But you can still hear him.
I guess you were pretty much in love with him, weren't you?
I hated him. He used to come home when he felt like it. From some weed patch somewhere, and I hated him. Lapping me around. He was like a crazy man. Only he had green eyes. Somebody on me. Jealousy. He said, Ross McGannon said the baby wasn't. He's going to throw out the window.
Here, now, take it easy.
And then Ross sent some men over and they took Joe's body away. I killed him. He killed my baby, so I hit him. He's a wonderful musician. That's Joe.
Yes, he is.
I just happen to have a record here. Sweet Lorraine? Huh? I was a very big star.
Who are you talking to?
That was way ahead of you.
Leela.
Mr. McGannon, I...
Please. No explanation. All right. Help me get into
no.
the bed.
No.
Sure,
no,
here.
No,
come on
no,
now.
No.
Well, Spade, you've seen what you came to see. Do you like it?
Can we talk here? I don't want to disturb her.
Don't worry.
I guess I owe you an apology, Mr. McGannon. I think you owe me one, too. But I suppose the beating I took was no more than $150 worth.
Oh, things had gotten to such a state by the time you arrived here. We thought this girl was trying to blackmail us, and we... Well, anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, what I don't get... Why did you make things so tough for yourself? Your wife could have told her story to any jury 18 years ago and walked out a free woman.
And let the world know the sordid truth about her life with Kenyon? No, I had to do what I did. I had to protect her. Don't you see what she meant? Not only to me, but
well,
to the
whole...
Well,
that's your business. So you told her the baby had died.
She wasn't fit to raise a child. She was already on the road to where she is now.
We're going too fast.
It's all right. It's all right, Leela. It's all right, Leela. We'll be home soon. No, she wasn't fit to raise a child. She was only fit to live in a place like this with someone like me. Die here, too.
You rushed that part of it. Why did you decide to announce her death yesterday?
We found out who that girl is. Leela's daughter, little Gail.
Gail.
Well, what do you want to tell her?
Gail? I'll have to think.
Gail, poor little baby. She cried and she cried.
Go to sleep, Leela.
No. No, it's all right. I'm wide awake now. I just thought of something, Ross. We should take a smaller house somewhere. And Ross, I think I'd like to do pictures again. Not those doll-faced heroines like Princess Flavia. I've outgrown those. No.
I could do character things. Ross, let's read some plays tomorrow, shall we?
McGannon turned slowly around in his chair and looked at him. There was happiness and amazement and disbelief in his gray face. Then he must have detected something about it that I missed. He rushed out of the room, and when he came back, he brought the doctor with him. She lived for about 20 minutes without regaining consciousness. Her death certificate was fairly accurate after all. Heart failure due to alcoholism. It was just dated a day too soon. When I went back and saw Gail that night, my story went something like this. Your mother died a natural death. Her imprisonment was voluntary. Her grief over the loss of her husband and her child had made her seek retirement. The years had dealt gently with her, and her great beauty had only become more delicate and fragile as she neared the end. Period, and a report. Well, Effie, no questions?
No, Sam, no questions. But I'd like to say that I think you're the nicest, most wonderful, most of the time, person. But...
Now, don't spoil it, sweetheart. Not just yet.
All right, Sam, I'll type this up. But don't let me forget now.
Don't let you forget what?
I can't tell you without telling you.
Oh, of course. Yes, indeed.
Adventures of Sam Spade, Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, are produced and directed by William Spear. Sam Spade is played by Howard Duff. Lorene Tuttle is Effie. The Adventures of Sam Spade are written for radio by Bob Tallman and Gil Dowd, with musical direction by Lud Gluskin. Join us again next Sunday when author Dashiell Hammett and producer William Spear join forces for another adventure with Sam Spade, brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil. Again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first. This is Dick Joy reminding you to
get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with silver lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all the gals away. Hiya, Baldy. Get Wild Root right away.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.